On Sunday, though, that parade was incredible.
It was. I had a great time.
Did you have fun, Andrew Jordan, even though your foot got run over by Michael Capozzola?
My foot, it actually wasn't just my foot. He ran over several feet.
And, he was mowing them down.
But I had my pink feather boa on, so I was okay.
Yes, with your F. Bush pin. I thought it was...
That was our secret.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You weren't going to tell anybody about that.
Oh, yeah. But it also said F. Cheney.
And out there, while we were enjoying ourselves, the world was turning topsy-turvy. It appears as if the Palestinians and the Israelis will be back at it again after an invasion yesterday by some Palestinians that included the kidnapping of an Israeli soldier and the killing of two other soldiers. Tanks moved into the Gaza Strip, all part of the process. And then, of course, the Japanese said to Americans, if the North Koreans are going to fire that missile, maybe you should put some anti-missile equipment on Okinawa. And all of a sudden, the U.S. is now talking about redeploying troops in that regard, especially those that operate that kind of equipment. And then, of course, a Russian referee yesterday made himself...
omnipresent.
Yeah. I mean, what was he giving out? Red tags to everybody who showed up?
What was it?
16 yellow tags.
And 4 reds.
Yeah. What an incredible day Sunday was. All because we were celebrating gay pride. And I got to tell you, I had more fun. I must have... I hung out with the Dykes on Bikes. I hung out with the Mikes on Bikes. And then I hung out with you squares. It was good.
Squares.
We've got a blood drive happening here today, too.
So that's right. More on that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at QuakeRadio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake. The following is a special report from the news department here at The Quake on Bay Area Media News. In a two-week-long series, we look at the changing news landscape in a city known for setting journalism trends. If you could name the top stories in local Bay Area broadcast media in the last year that you remember, you might say the schizophrenic woman who threw her small children in the bay, high-profile attorney Daniel Horowitz's wife getting killed, and, of course, Scott Peterson.
It was a great example of something that was interesting, but that was pretty unimportant, whether a former fertilizer salesman from outside the area actually did or didn't murder his wife doesn't matter very much to most of us. On the other hand, it's an example of spousal abuse, which is a very serious problem, which begs for attention.
John McManus is with San Jose State University and an organization called GradeTheNews.org. During a 30-day news cycle of the Wendy finger in the chili story, the San Jose Mercury News for 11 days ran stories on its front page. The war on Iraq got one front page story in that time, according to McManus.
This is really a skewed set of news selection values. It's not based on what's important. It's based on what they think will sell.
And then there's Barry Bonds, no doubt of great local interest when he hit his 715th homer.
Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep to center.
They overplayed it.
Richard Nee is a freelance journalist in the Bay Area, also an advisor at GradeTheNews.org. He says KTVU gave it top billing in 8 minutes of their one-hour show, bitter billing, and at the cost of another story that day.
The Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories and the University of California said that they might build a biodefense lab near Tracy where experiments with the deadly microbes would be conducted.
But 715 was nothing compared to the steroids controversy, no doubt, an issue that people in the Bay Area feel strongly about. But at what cost?
You know, if the news is just giving us stories about the latest diet and steroid, controversies involving, baseball players and the like, it's not really responding to what people say they want to know more about. And that really affects their lives more deeply.
Danny Schechter, the news dissector from MediaChannel.org, has a better idea for a story in the Bay Area.
Public health issues need to be covered. It's the 25th anniversary of the AIDS epidemic. Are we getting more in-depth coverage of what's actually happened, particularly in a city where AIDS was so, such a ravaging epidemic for so many years?
But not sexy, not titillating. And this is a time, according to Grade the News, John McManus, where the 6 o'clock news could be a dead ringer for 8 o'clock in the age of American Idol and Survivor.
In some ways, local TV news is a reality TV show. They select the most dramatic goings on, and they present them as if that's what really mattered. But what really matters in the community often is hidden.
Coming up in our series on Bay Area media news coverage, how TV and radio stations here are covering those stories, and how the Bay Area is at the vanguard of a new effort to transform how we get our news.
You can hear our special series on Bay Area News at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or find them online at quakeradio.com.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
6 minutes now past 7 o'clock. This report is brought to you by the North Face. We're going to start on the Bay Bridge upper deck. Metering lights are on. Kind of a slow trudge across the span into San Francisco. Elsewhere in the East Bay, westbound 80 between 580, the Hoffman split in MacArthur Maze. You're going to find it sluggish through there as you make your way into San Francisco this morning for your Monday. Highway 4 westbound between Contra Loma Boulevard and 242 out in Concord, also slow traffic as well. But people seem to be taking advantage of this third free Spare the Air Day. Leave the car, or more importantly, your SUV at home. Save on the latest spring and summer gear at the North Face Summer Sale now through Sunday, July 9th at the North Face Store, 180 Post Street in San Francisco and 217 Alma Street in Palo Alto. 7 minutes now past 7 o'clock. I'm Andy Jordan, now keeping it real with Will Durst and Willie Brown here on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Andy, and I'm Paul Wells. Good morning, Will, and good morning, Willie, and good morning to everyone who can come by today and join in a blood drive. We've got the Bloodmobile parked right outside here at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission outside the Hotel Vitale, and you can come in here and have juice, get gifts. We're going to be giving away copies of the book. Robert Mueller is the former Assistant Secretary General of the UN, and he'll be by today. Today is the day in 1945 when the charter was signed here in San Francisco.
We should always let people know that the Bay Area does need blood. They are under a day's supply, and that is not good. And I would hope that with the Bloodmobile being right out here and with the opportunity for a great cappuccino, orange juice, a coffee, and some conversation with Will Durst. It ought to be worth it. It ought to be worth it to give up some blood. No, it's kind of, you know, making a pitch hard, but a pitch hard
come on
needs
down.
To be made. Absolutely.
What the hell?
Come on down and share a moment with us and enjoy a little bit of the banter that goes back and forth, certainly covering the weekend's activities. And the weekend's activities included a considerable amount of gay pride events, and the city was resplendent. I didn't think the crowds were as large as last year, though.
No, really?
No, I didn't think the crowd was large.
Were you in the parade last year?
No, I went back. Well, I walked it, as usual, but I went back and walked it again this year. When I left you guys yesterday, in view of the fact that the foot masher had gone in a different direction. I decided to walk back, and so I walked back up the streets. I went all the way back to about 6th Street.
You didn't go to the Civic Center?
No, I didn't go to the Civic Center. I then went up and went on to my luncheon event. If I'd gone to the Civic Center,
you would have never made it.
No, I'd still be out there in the Civic Center. Mm-hmm. The Civic Center must have had 100,000 to 150,000 people merging that way. The enthusiasm, however, was equal, if not greater, than in any past time. It's also the parade where there's absolutely no need for law enforcement except for traffic control purposes, because everybody's in a very happy
mood. I saw cops get into it. There were cops wearing beads. There was one cop had one of those giant wigs, the orange and black wigs on, that they gave out on wig night at Pac Bell or SBC or AT&T or whatever.
I thought the best wig, though, was the pink Chronicle wig.
Yes.
That wig was really groovy.
The Chronicle van was right in front of us.
And they painted it pink, and it looks much better than those blue and yellow vans that roll around town.
And everybody on it had pink wigs.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was really cool. People got into it. I mean, the way in which they put together all the costumes and the and
that
the
balloon floats. Float, though. That balloon float was great.
And it's too bad that the Chronicle didn't print it in color. It would have been much better if when they printed a little excerpt from it, it should have been in color.
That one especially.
Yes. That one. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
One
is,
that really should have been in color. That would have been well worth the time in the entertainment.
Did you see any of the coverage on Channel 4?
I saw a little bit of the coverage on Channel 4. I saw excerpts from the coverage. They're still showing them this morning, by the way. The 5 o'clock shot.
I saw you on Channel 5. They did an interview with you. My big old head was in the background.
Yeah, but the best one that we did together was the one with Henry the Gardener.
Oh, on Channel 4, yeah. Yeah, I didn't get to see that.
When I said we're the Gardener, he didn't expect that.
No. He jumped on the.
He sat on our car.
Jumped on the car with us. We were in the back of a Jaguar.
We had the
convertible
coolest.
Jaguar. It was a gorgeous vehicle.
Let me tell you,
vehicle.
We had the coolest vehicle of all because it had the best color. I mean, absolutely. The worst driver,
Metal
Flake but the
Brigadier.
Best color.
Yes. Worst driver, but the best color. Oh, poor baby. He's not going to live that down for a while.
And you know, British Motors
donated that car
to allow us to use it, and they did it on a moment's notice because we would have been inside of the van. Which would have been a little awkward.
Waving.
Yeah. Hey, that's Willie Brown's hand.
Yeah. I wonder who's inside the van.
But it was an absolutely fun day. I enjoyed it immensely. And the mayor's group, that old car that the mayor was in, and hundreds of people around him.
Mayor McDreamy.
All those multicolored outfits that said T-shirts. That said, Newsom. Some was green, some was orange, some was red, some was pink.
And he was wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah, he was wearing a black T-shirt.
That was odd.
Well, it's a Castro land.
That's standard equipment. You were dressed down, but you were still wearing a suit. And Leno had a white shirt on with a white wife beaters T-shirt. I thought that was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
And who else did I see? They didn't even interview.
I thought I was just casual.
You were cash.
Yeah.
For you.
What do you mean for me? My shirt sleeves rolled
exactly
up.
You know exactly what I mean.
Yeah. No, I do not. My shirt sleeves have rolled up.
You're cash today. You're not wearing a tie.
I had on half boots. I was pretty cool. I thought. It took me a while to get that way. I was trying to figure out, should I wear my yellow outfit that I'd really planned to do?
You had a yellow outfit?
Yeah, I had a yellow pair of pants, and then somebody told me that in the community that yellow means something, so I better figure out what it means before I wear it again, which would have been interesting.
Yes, and I had a pink shirt and a purple vest.
Yes, you did. You looked really...
My furry purple vest.
No, but you looked resplendent. You were cool. You were cool.
And then I had to go to the game, and everybody said, what's the
deal? Your hair was perfect. Your hair was perfect for the occasion, you know. You are my date, as we were. It was cool. It was cool.
It's great being your date.
It was cool. And then, of course.
Except I felt so far sorry for those people looking at the float. Hey, who's that white guy? Hey, that's Willie Brown.
A 960, the Quake. We were out at the parade yesterday and
did the whole thing.
And it was a beautiful thing, and all the love and outpour that was there for Willie Brown from the gay community and from.
See, you guys were smart. No, you went to the head. You went to the head and walked backwards, so you got to see the parade up to us.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting, we saw 35 or 40 different entries in the parade before we got in ourselves. And then I saw another 25 or 30
afterwards.
as I walked back. So, you know, maybe I got to see almost half of the parade, maybe. But, you know, what was also interesting is that the only politician ahead of us was Newsom. He was the only politician in the first 50 units was Mayor Newsom.
Where was Leno?
I think Leno was behind us. He wasn't in front of us.
I didn't see him. Yeah.
I didn't see him either. He couldn't. We didn't see him. He didn't pass us.
Right.
Kamala Harris, we never saw her. And if you remember, she told us she was going to be in that red convertible Buick, I think. What was also interesting, the width and breadth of the people who listen to this station is mind-boggling. You know how many people yell, we listen to you every day. We hear you. We hear you. We hear you. And Paul's yelling back, give it to the Raiders. Tell the Raiders.
Things I can't say on the air about it. But, yes, would you please tell other people, basically.
Yeah. But it was interesting. I frankly enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed any part of the parade. The fact that we do have so many people that actually listen to us.
Or claim to listen.
Well,
because they're going to claim. You know, if everybody who claimed to have voted for me when I ran for mayor in 87 actually had voted for me, I would have been mayor. You know, I mean, that happens all the time. People
say. With the way people count votes these days, you can't always what the polling people actually say you got. And then, of course, over the weekend, the report about the mayor of San Jose. This has turned into...
He didn't make any money. How's that a bribe?
Well, he didn't.
They can't find any money.
No one. The only people that made anything out of his deal...
was NorCal and the Teamsters.
No, not NorCal. NorCal didn't get a nickel. It was all a pass-through to the employees, and it constituted better wages, better benefits, better retirement, and good health. That's all it constituted
for the
individual workers. Nothing. And by the way, the news organization team that cost the city $11.2 million. What they mean is that it costs the city over a 5-year period, $11.2, which is about $2 million a year, an increased cost of garbage services for the city.
But it went to wages, right?
Only wages. Only wages. That's the only place that it went.
How can they get him on bribery then?
Well, they're going to have a little bit of difficulty. The better lawyers around, particularly those in the world of criminal defense, are making, literally saying, hey, we'll take this case. This is high profile. Let's do it together. And you know what? I'm about to volunteer too. I could use some re-credentialing.
I think you're getting enough publicity here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Re-up.
If everybody gave blood who said they're going to give blood, then we'll keep the Bloodmobile very busy today. So come on by the corner of Mission Embarcadero to Spare the Air Day so that you can cop on Muni and hop off, and it doesn't cost you a dime to do it. It doesn't cost anything to give blood. And we'll have Lisa Block from the Blood Centers in our next segment, 717, with Willie Brown and Will Durst. We're keeping it real on Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
Bad Boys 2. Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm in. I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers, and now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man, or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
960 The Quake. From the Mission to the Sunset, 49 square miles of fascinating people and compelling politics. This is where it happens. 960 The Quake.
And good morning. At 7:20, we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Barcadero. And once again, we welcome Lisa Block from Blood Centers of the Pacific with Will and Willie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Milady. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Excellent.
Thanks for having us again.
Oh,
we really
Pishaw,
need it.
Thanks for coming on down. Way too early in the morning. You get the big old van parked right out here on the corner of Embarcadero and Mission.
Sun's coming out.
Right on the right outside of the Vitale Hotel in the area. Yeah, the sun is coming out. It's burning away the fog. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, I hope so. We really need it. We've been in big trouble lately, actually. The blood shortage, as you know, which is kind of ongoing, got particularly acute during the last couple of weeks. And we had a couple of trauma patients that used quite a lot of blood. In fact, they used over a couple hundred pints of O-positive blood.
Wow.
And so that really, yeah, really put us into kind of a tailspin.
How many pints are in the human body?
8 to 10.
So, and they used a couple hundred?
Yep.
Those
so that's what, you
greedy
know,
little suckers.
No, yeah. No. That's the only way they could stay alive.
Wow. All right.
Please, they were not... It was not like they were, you know,
sucking it down,
letting it run through. You know, it wasn't that kind of deal. These
right.
people were really injured, and as a result of that,
I understand.
And that's a lot of units of blood, and clearly must be replaced. You don't just take people, however, with that type of blood. You take people with all types.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Type O is the most common, so it's the most needed, but we need all blood types, and we get particularly low of every type at some point, most often O positive and negative.
Will asked the key question a moment ago, and he said the human body has how many pints of blood? And you said approximately eight.
Eight to ten.
8 to 10. However, when one gives a pint, it doesn't mean you depreciated the number of pints that are in you.
Your body
regenerates
exactly
fairly
immediately.
Quickly. And so there is you don't carry a surplus, but you do. You can share and replenish fairly quickly, and only the human body can do that.
Yeah, it's
medical science has tried in every way to come forward with a substitute for real blood. But
so far,
they have not succeeded.
That's
why it's so important that we continuously collect and have available blood. What's the life expectancy of a pint of blood?
42 days.
I see.
It doesn't last long.
No. And so, therefore, continuous solicitation and continuous donation becomes important.
Exactly. That's why we're always here begging for more blood. We always need to replenish it. And people, you know, there's a lot of people who say, oh, yeah, I'm a blood donor. And I say, well, when's the last time you gave blood? 2 years ago. You probably still have it. And we say, no, actually, we don't. We need you to come back.
Still have
so if everybody would just make a commitment to donate 2 to 3 times a year, we'd never have a blood shortage.
You can donate 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah, you can donate 6 times a year, actually. Yeah.
So every 10 weeks?
Every eight weeks. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, there's actually some evidence that suggests that donating blood is healthy for men, especially because you do lose a little bit of iron, and having too much iron in your blood, as men often do, is a can be a cause of heart disease. So there's another reason. You lose a pound when you give blood. So if you're looking for a quick way to diet, we always joke about that. I need to fit into this dress tonight. I'm going to donate blood. Of course, you do unfortunately gain it back. I keep trying and hoping that it stays off, but.
So, if you donated 8 pints of blood, you would lose 8 pounds.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't feel too well if you did 8 pints of blood, but yeah, it's a great thing.
Don't give me that look. I'm not suggesting that you donate 8 pints of blood. There's some interesting blood trivia here.
Our guest is Lisa Block, and she's from the Blood Centers from the Pacific. Blood Centers of the Pacific, you guys have this blood mobile, and you've got the big one here today. So people can come by and donate blood at the corner of Mission Embarcadero from 7 to 11 this morning. First 10 people that do it get a copy of Dr. Robert Mueller's book, Most of All, They Taught Me Happiness, and he'll be our guest after 8.
Yeah, and everybody that comes in, and I brought some for you guys, get these cool Giants T-shirts, one-of-a-kind Giants T-shirt. It's called Make a Giant Difference Month, and as you can see, we have this kind of very cool design of AT&T Park. It still feels weird to call it AT&T Park, but
we just call it telephone company park.
Next year you'll call it similar.
Right.
They'll have a different name.
Right.
Probably Warren Buffett, Bill Gates Park.
Right. Yeah. That's okay. I'd be okay without
yes.
name, you know. And so, anyways, we got that for everybody who donates blood, and for you guys, of course, for hosting us.
Well, thank you, Melanie.
Thank you.
I have some interesting trivia here. What percentage of Chinese have Rh plus blood? Do you know this?
Gosh, no.
100%.
100%?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
I'm impressed.
Yeah. What blood type must receive only their own specific blood type, even in an emergency?
O negative.
Very good.
Well, I hope so.
Good.
I do work in the blood bank. I've got to get one of these right or I'm fired when I get back.
Well, but that one is reasonably well known. In the medical world, you cannot put anything else in the guy with O negative.
Now,
are you busting me because I got the easy question right?
No, I don't. We are a team, you know.
Yes, we are. Okay, bring it on. What else you got, Will?
Okay, which ancient culture, believing that blood had magical powers, painted their bodies with it, bathed their kings in it as part of their tribal ritual to appease their gods?
Gary Jennings
wrote a book.
I'm going to say Mayan.
Aztec.
No, not
You're
Mayan,
real
not
close,
Aztec,
yeah.
Nothing like that. Assyrian, Egyptian, I'm just going to keep going.
And this is interesting. Blood transfusions were first attempted around 1600 by transfusing animal blood into humans.
That's true.
With not so good results. Then in the early 1800s, an English obstetrician, James Blundell, came up with the idea of human blood for human beings. The results were better, but some patients still died. And finally, in 1920, they identified the 4 basic blood types. So they were just randomly.
Yep,
because
randomly
it looks red. Blood.
Yeah.
Looks red.
They didn't know.
Think? Yeah.
It's kind of a young science, actually. And then, of course, when they started.
How many blood types are there?
Well, there's the main groups, A, B, and O, but then, of course, there's subtypes, and there's Rh, and there's even some people who have extremely, extremely rare blood, but most people fall into those regular, you know, I'm an A positive, or, you know, an O negative.
Is there one that you can, a universal donor blood?
Yes, there is, which is O negative.
So you O negative can go to anybody?
Can go to anybody, but they can only receive O negative.
Uh-huh.
So the O negative people are quite special. All our blood donors are quite special, but O negative especially.
Stop it.
No, it's true.
And how many blood types do cows have?
Gosh, that, you know, I need to bone up on my bovine.
800.
You know this?
No, it's,
oh, you
no
know
he's
this?
Reading it from the
cows
computer.
Cows have 800. Well, you know they're doing animal transfusions now. Your doggy can be a blood donor.
No.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. So I don't know about the specific types, but, you know, hey, anybody can save a life and be a hero.
Well, there are people who give blood every 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Foot Crasher, how you doing? And you have like a little special frequent blood, you have a frequent flyer card.
We do. You know, if you sign up just to donate blood 3 times a year, it's kind of our, yeah, frequent donor program. We call it Heroes for Life. You get
Paul
special gifts.
Paul has one of those, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. And actually, you guys should be eligible because as a business or an organization, if you host a blood drive 3 times a year, you also get all kinds of goodies. So it's something to think about if your, you know, place of worship, your school, your business, any social group wants to host a blood drive 3 times a year, you get all kinds of goodies.
For those of us who suffer rejection nonsense, do you reject anybody?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Those of us who suffer rejection
complex.
Well, we find a way to put you down very gently.
Are there people who can't give blood, I think, is the basic question.
Sorry. How do we...
Are there people who can't give blood?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. A little problems hearing today. Yeah, there are. About 60% of the population is eligible, and the other 40 can't give, and that's for myriad reasons. If you travel to malarial area, you might have to wait, which is a lot more common than people think. Lots of parts of Mexico, things like that. If you're on certain medications...
There's parts of Oakland. I'm an anti-Oakland thing. I'm serious.
You're no kidding. Yeah. You took the defeat.
Yeah, I took the 2 out.
He's a big-time Giants fan. They lost 10-4 yesterday. All of a sudden, he thinks Oakland should be expelled from the union.
Yes, I want them made.
But we still want Oakland people to give blood.
Yes,
right,
yes, we want them to come across the bridge and give blood here and give blood over there.
As a matter of fact, he'd love to have them give
per
donor. Yeah.
But you know, most people can't give blood, and they can just call our toll-free number 888-393-GIVE to find out whether or not they're eligible. If they have a question, or they can go to bloodcenters.org and find out a lot of the eligibility criteria. And you do have to weigh 110 pounds, and you do have to be 17 years old or 16 with a parent's permission.
And we also will have tickets to give away for people to give blood today. Both George Carlin show coming up in the Bay Area,
That's
and Al
cool.
Franken, who's going to be here in late August. So those are two other prizes we have.
Great.
And you can relax in the lounge here and watch Will and Willie do their thing after you give blood. And we're right here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero. And this will be going on till 11, till an hour after we're off the air. So
yes. Yeah.
Come on by.
Come
it's
on
a
down.
Spare the air day. You can drive right up. Michael
Capizzolo.
Nice to
see you, too.
Thank you so much. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for coming. I want my T-shirt.
And we have these permission slips. It's okay to be late for work if you give blood. And it'll be signed by the Honorable Willie L. Brown. Right here, right now, Andy Jordan's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, 7:31, we head to the Cron Ford Traffic Center. This report is brought to you by Chevy's. Actually, not a bad ride out there as people take advantage of the Spare the Air Day, the third free rides on BART and Muni today. We will tell you about a couple trouble spots, though. Metering lights have already been turned off, and it is still a little bit slow across the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, but really not all that bad. Slow traffic, 2-car accident westbound 580 at Airway Boulevard out in Livermore. It's in the center divider. San Ramon, southbound 680 between Bollinger Canyon Road and the Dublin Interchange. A little bit of slow stuff there, but really, this looks kind of like a holiday out there, a little bit, in some ways, I guess you could say. Chevy's has the queue. Taste Chevy's new Blazin' Mesquite barbecue dishes, including the Grand grilled crisp with layers of crispy flour tortillas filled with black beans, jalapeno jack, and smoky mesquite grilled chicken. Just $8.99 for a limited time. Chevy's Viva La Fiesta, and I believe that was Grande. I said Grand. It is a Monday morning, after all. And here is what's happening right now on 960. The Quake San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez is due in a Santa Clara County courtroom for his arraignment today. Gonzalez is set to appear on criminal charges that he pressured a city trash contractor into using the Teamsters Union at a recycling plant. Investigators allege the backroom deal cost taxpayers more than $11 million. A bill that would help telephone companies get into the cable television business will be taken up again by state lawmakers tomorrow. A state Senate committee is set to consider a bill that would allow companies like AT&T and Verizon to offer cable services by obtaining a state franchise. The bill has passed the assembly in a 77-0 vote. In a decision that could impact California's ongoing legal limbo for the death penalty, the Supreme Court has ruled that the death penalty statute in Kansas does not violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Quake weather, you're going to see mostly cloudy skies for much of the morning through many parts of the bay. A few of those clouds burning off. Patchy fog out by the coast will stick around. This pattern likely what we're going to see all week long. High today around 76, low tonight around 53. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm Andy Jordan on 960 The Quake.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called
Wish It, Win It from Sony card.
The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
in terms of service from other telephone providers.
But I'll tell you what the best part is. 1% of customers' charges are donated to progressive groups working for a better world at no extra cost to you.
And you run the list and you'll notice Planned Parenthood of America.
ACLU.
And, of course, Sierra Club.
And that's been
the people who do something for the environment.
Good stuff for the environment. $50 million over 20 years. So join Working Assets, the progressive choice for wireless phone service.
WorkingAssets.com/quake. Change the world on the go.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 800-978-0868 to learn more about this underutilized retirement strategy or visit them at realestate401k.net. If you want to achieve your financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. Call 800-978-0868. That's 800-978-0868.
Good morning. It's 7:39 on this Monday, June 26th, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Willie singing along with Frank Sinatra.
Well, that's blood. See, I've
yes,
got you under
exactly.
My...
I got it. Good work, Jamie. That was right there. She's pulling that music good. And under your skin is what they'll do to draw a pint of blood, and we'll have all kinds of prizes to give away. We're having a blood drive. We'd love you to come by today, a Spare the Air Day, where you can get on Muni and off Muni for free. So there's no excuse not to come
it's
by.
It's the last one, isn't it?
Well, we've used the third one in a row.
I think they're going to have to modify their benefits for Spare the Air Day. So many people were on Muni, so many people were on BART, that it frankly was a delight. And so suddenly my idea about free transportation service for those who are horizontal in terms of rides is beginning to take hold. Vertical transportation is free. You do not pay to ride the elevator in any building, in any place. There's no toll. There's no fast-track lane or anything like that on elevators. Every elevator is free. It's built into the cost of the building, whether it's a public building or a private building. Only horizontal transportation, vertical transportation free, horizontal transportation should be free. And when they make it free, it really is used more frequently. Frankly, people get on and off of buses for short stints.
I love the idea. Seattle does it in their downtown district. It's free. It's the buses and everything is free in a certain area. Now, if you're going out to the burbs, then they charge you, and it's a zonal thing, you know. Same thing with BART. I don't think BART should be free, but I think Muni should be free, at least out to West Portal.
You're right about BART, because BART takes you, you know, all the way out to Concord and places like that. As a matter of fact, for those of us who are going from here to Concord, BART ought to be one way. You should not be allowed to come back and go out there. But no reason. Dublin. I mean, why would anybody go out to Dublin?
Well, what is this, dump on the East Bay Day? That's just me. Burst of dirt.
Whoa. That's a preview. That's a preview of what's coming. But Spare the Air Day obviously contributes substantially to the use of public transit vehicles by people. That reduces pollution. That impacts on the global warming issue altogether. That takes Al Gore out of the movie star role fairly quickly if we could solve that little problem. And I would think that Spare the Air...
Now, does that work all day long, Spare the Air?
I assume it does.
Because I'm going to go see this movie tonight. They get a preview of the war tapes at the Castro. So I'm going to wander over there. And Debbie says that we should take public transportation over there because you can never park around the Castro, which is right.
Can you...
Castro Movie Theater.
From where you live.
No, so we'll drive down to West Portal.
West Portal.
And then we'll just boom, and it's the next stop.
Sure, and you get off at the end of the tunnel, and you walk down. That's what you should do.
Yeah, I think that's what
we'll do. That's the proper way to do your movement.
The thing is, I wish we lived close enough that we could just walk to public transportation. But there's only one bus line within a couple of blocks of us, and it takes too long.
And you don't believe
just because we're on the hill.
And you don't believe in walking.
Huh?
You don't believe
in walking. I believe in walking down the hill, but not up the hill at whatever time we're going to get home. No, I don't believe in walking up the hill.
I don't want to get in your business, but I walk quite a bit. I walk quite a bit. And I live, obviously, downhill.
You live in the downtown corridor here.
I live behind Grace Cathedral. Behind Grace Cathedral.
What do they call that section of town? What's the name of that section of town? I'm sure it's every four square block area of this town.
Russian Hill.
No, that's not Russian Hill.
I live in Knob Hill.
Knob Hill.
No, you don't live on Knob Hill. You're on the other side of Van Ness.
No, I'm not on the other side of Van Ness. I'm on this side of Van Ness.
Oh, are you?
Yes. I'm at Clay... Between Jackson and Leavenworth.
Okay.
That's Knob Hill. The next hill over is Knob Hill.
That's not Lower Knob Hill. That's Knob Hill, darling. Yes. That's the knob on Knob Hill.
I live in the servants' quarters, but I live in Knob Hill. I live in the servants' quarters. It's wonderful there, too, with the servants.
The servants have more fun.
They certainly do.
Upstairs, downstairs. Have you ever saw that? That's how old I am.
Yes. Yeah. But... moving around on public transportation is a desirable achievement and a desirable goal. And in all societies, we should be for that. And it's too bad that Norm Mineta, the current Secretary of Transportation, is resigning as of next week.
Yeah.
Norm's health obviously has challenged him. You notice the name Mineta. That's the middle name of my daughter.
Yes, Sydney Mineta.
Sydney Mineta Brown. And in part named after, inspired by Norm, but Mineta...
Oh, I thought you named her after the airport in San Jose.
No, I named her actually after her grandmother. Her grandmother's name is Minnie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Mineta is Minnie.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, so Sydney Mineta Brown. And but it's spelled the same way as Norm Mineta. And he always loved the idea. And each time I was trying to get an appropriation for transportation, I reminded him of the existence.
Your daughter's name.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to change the kid's name for the next secretary. That poor kid. I feel sorry.
Let's hope it's another Snow. They got Tony Snow and John Snow. Maybe it'll be another Snow.
But did you hear?
Because Sydney Snow is beautiful.
Sydney Snow would be cool. Mm. But did you hear yesterday, Paul, when we were walking down the streets, somebody yelled, "There is Sydney's dad."
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, man. I looked over and, well, who would know that?
It was someone with a stroller.
Yeah. That is Sydney's dad.
Those kids get around.
They do.
Those kids talk.
But Sydney is quite
a
social thing.
Did you see Tony Snow? Tony Snow was on when he did his press conference on Friday, announcing that Mineta was leaving. And someone asked him, "Well, why is he leaving?" And Tony Snow said, "Because he wants to." You know, that's the kind of insightful profundity that you expect from a Bush administration spokesperson, because he wants to.
Well, you know, Norm has been telling the administration for many months now, more than a year. That
he
wanted to leave.
Up.
He set a goal. He said, if we can get the new transportation bill through, then I'm out of here. And they kept telling him, no, you're the lone Democrat in the administration and in
the
cabinet.
We need you for appearances.
We need you. And believe me, it's amazing how he served in that capacity. They never exploited him. They never paraded him around Republican events, etc. He never allowed that to occur. He did it with integrity. On the other hand, Joe Lieberman is now showing up at Republican events speaking on behalf of the war. And that is just absolutely unforgivable.
It's unacceptable.
Totally and completely. And he's got a real challenge.
And this whole thing, the fact that Casey announced that he wants to take some troops out, that we're doing this. This is so bizarre because the administration, the Democrats are cutting runners. They're putting up the white flag. And I think Rove sandbagged the Republicans, and we'll talk about this in the next segment.
Oh, we have
before.
To.
Yes,
we have
because
to.
Because he got all the Republicans to talk about the war and making it their election midterm issue, and now the administration is undercutting them.
We have a blood drive going on outside the Hotel Vitale here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero. You can drop by and give blood in the Bloodmobile and come in and get prizes for it, including George Carlin tickets to see Al Franken when he comes to town in August, among other things. And the first 10 people who give blood get copies of Dr. Robert Mueller's book, Most of All, They Taught Me Happiness. He'll be our guest after 8, and in the next segment, it's the Burst of Durst, all happening right here at 7:47 on this Monday, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50, them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad, roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a Burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:51 on this Monday morning, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. You know, I used to not care about the Oakland A's. I thought they were a nice team to root for if you wanted to root for some white guys, if you wanted to pay attention to the American League. But after this weekend, with their uber-annoying, irritating fans, I gotta tell you, I've had it. Screw the A's. As far as I'm concerned, they can't move to Fremont fast enough. All weekend long, I was surrounded. A group of four sat behind us on Friday. Wouldn't shut up for the entire game. Let's go. Oh, I swear to God, every single pitch, I'm not exaggerating, every single freaking pitch, shut up. Give it a rest. What's the matter? Don't you like your team? Yes, I like my team. But for crumb's sake, on occasion, sometimes it's a silent admiration. Shut the hell up. And you know who I blame? Giants fans for selling them the tickets. There are too many Giants fans who share tickets, don't know what horrors they subject other season ticket holders to. These guys were booing Barry in our stadium. You don't disrespect other people's houses. You don't walk in the front door like a human and take a crap on someone's rug. But he disrespected baseball. Yeah, yeah. And who started it all, Green Boy, huh? Does the term Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco have any meaning here? And oh yeah, that other piece of crap taunt you throw in our house. Who had the world championship? Well, maybe you should give that one from 89 back, huh? Stewart and Moore. We could have beaten Welch. Next year, anybody who sells their tickets to A's fans is going to have their head shaved and will be thrown into the street, king and third. I got your stupid drums right here. And that's your burst of durst for today.
There better be applause on that one.
Wow.
What? What?
Wow.
What?
You're talking about irate.
Every single pitch. I swear to God, you think I'm exaggerating? Let's go, Oakland. Shut up!
The burst of durst is over.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
The applause happened.
I can understand you want a second call, but you're not Barry. You didn't hit a home run.
No curtain.
You got
call
a triple.
One?
Yeah, you got a triple. That was not like walk-off, as they call it. Why do they call them walk-offs, by the way?
Because they go straight to the dugout.
I see. They just hit the right ball and walk right off the field, and that's what you call a walk-off homer.
Yeah,
Ray Durham did it, yes.
I know.
Let's go, A's! Let's go, A's! Let's go, A's!
Bite me, Tony Ryan. Bite me. And I'll tell you where, too.
Let's go, A's. That is terrible. I mean, whose idea was that? I
might have overreacted.
Yeah, well, you might.
I might have overreacted. I'm admitting that.
And somebody overreacted to you.
Yeah.
I mean, this must be overreacted.
It's going to turn into a battle royale. Two go in, one comes out.
The most recent performance of the Burst of Durst will be mailed out, mandatory reading to every person living in Alameda County.
What about you with the last segment? If you go to Oakland, if you go to Dublin, stay there.
I'm trying to repopulate.
I'm trying to repopulate the area. Oh,
you know?
They don't have any problems, man. Have you seen the developments out there? Dublin and San Ramon and Pinole.
Well, it's a story this morning that Oakland has projects like we had at one time when I served as mayor underway. Lots and lots of projects, lots and lots of people investing. But they said there may be a slowdown now because only Oakland benefits when San Francisco is a hot market. And they said when San Francisco goes cold, I mean, this was a...
Oakland gets pneumonia.
That's right. That's a horrible shot. That's as
it's
bad as
it's time to
your...
walk around naked. See what they can do.
Poor Oakland. I like Oakland. I now have real estate in Oakland, so I have an interest in seeing that Oakland becomes the viable, wonderful little jewel that Mayor Dellums intends to make it. He's also looking
Is he going to keep the A's? do you think?
I don't know.
You don't think it's a high priority?
Well, he didn't reference baseball during the entire time of his campaign.
Because Jerry Brown had a chance. He had a chance at 16th and Telegraph. They had that great idea, and he decided to put in condos.
Well, Jerry kept wanting them to change the size of the baseball. They wouldn't do it. He's more familiar with softball, and he wanted them to start using the softball. If they had done that, he would have probably been an advocate.
Are you saying that Jerry Brown doesn't play hardball? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. I said he doesn't play baseball.
Yeah.
He plays hardball.
I think that man
whole
can play
time.
Hardball. Yeah.
Oh, politically, plays real hardball. But Oakland is a good place, and I would hope that lots of...
I'm just talking about their fans... I'm not saying Oakland's not a bad place.
I like our fans to be equally as enthusiastic.
I was wondering. I kept asking these people. I asked them on Friday, and I asked them on Sunday. Now, are Giants fans? No, different people. Are Giants fans? But they were just as annoying. And I asked them, are Giants fans this annoying when they go to Oakland, when they go to your stadium over there?
And they said...
We're not being annoying. We're just happy about our fans. Well, we just like our team.
Well, let me tell
you. Don't you like your team?
Shut up.
Well, let me tell you who you will find annoying, and that's 49er fans. We went down to Anaheim Stadium, got invited by the woman who owned the Rams
Georgia
at
Frontier,
that time.
Yeah.
And we went down there, and she invited us to sit in her box.
Oh, no.
And we started yelling.
Oh, no. In her box?
And she threw us out.
As well she should have.
She had a second box. That's when we had John Taylor and Jerry Rice and Joe Montana throwing to them. And if you remember that game, it was like one touchdown after another.
Yeah,
and we were really happy about it.
Former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, Robert Mueller, is our guest in the next segment. We'll take a look at the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake. Stay with us.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The East Coast is getting wet, very wet. Street flooding's been a problem in the Washington, D.C. area, and Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service says the Southeast, which really needs the moisture, is getting some rain, too.
Across the Southeast, there's also some heavy rainfall from northern Georgia across far eastern portions of Tennessee and western North Carolina. Some very heavy amounts are possible there, too. Several inches of rain could fall across those areas today.
Now that a jury's been selected, opening arguments are scheduled to start today in Houston for Andrea Yates. She's charged with drowning her kids in a bathtub. Yates was convicted in 2002, but the verdict was overturned because of erroneous testimony. Court TV reporter Beth Karras expects a long trial.
This is probably going to be a longer trial than the first trial because she's been incarcerated for 4 years. There's four more years of psychiatric history to present to the jury. The defense is adding some expert witnesses also, in addition to the 9 psychiatrists and 2 psychologists who testified for the defense before.
The death penalty is off the table, though, because the jury rejected it in the first case. The White House is trying to downplay a published report about troop withdrawals by this fall. Correspondent Bob Costantini has a live report from Washington.
Jim, engraved in stone, it is not. Those are the words of White House Press Secretary Tony Snow when asked this morning about the New York Times report suggesting General George Casey would like to draw down upwards of 7,000 U.S. forces in Iraq in the fall. Snow said the general keeps in mind a number of scenarios, but he took aim at Democrats' cynicism about the timing of the idea around the November elections. There is a significant difference, Snow said, between policy driven by a calendar and policy driven by events on the ground. Moments ago, the president reiterated that position. Live in Washington, Bob Costantini, CNN.
The Supreme Court has rejected a Vermont law limiting contributions and spending in political campaigns. It covers only Vermont, says the state law constrains speech by telling candidates how much campaigning is enough. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony Rewards.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
4 minutes now past 8 o'clock. This report is brought to you by Sleep Train. All right, we're going to start. Why not on the Ultimate Pass, westbound 580 between Grantline Road and First Street. Out in Livermore, you're going to find it slow and go. Actually, it's really not a bad ride out there today on your morning commute. Some slow spots, but no major traffic jams. People are hopping on BART in Muni or taking an early vacation before the long holiday weekend already on Monday. But elsewhere, South San Francisco, you are going to find a little bit of heavy traffic southbound 101 before South Airport Boulevard, but altogether not really a bad ride out there. It is the third Spare of the Air Day, free rides on BART and Muni and most of the transit agencies in the Bay Area. Hurry into Sleep Train today and save up to $400 on select Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beauty Rest special purchase mattress sets. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for a year with 12 months free financing. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. Check real-time traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Don't forget the Will and Willie Blood Drive at the Hotel Vitale today to benefit the blood centers of the Pacific. 7 to 10, we'll also have progressive books and CDs, Al Franken and George Carlin tickets. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Andy, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. Our guest is here on the anniversary, the 41st anniversary of the signing of the U.S. and charter here in San Francisco, and he's former Assistant Secretary General to the United Nations, Dr. Robert Mueller. Willie?
Dr. Mueller, welcome.
Thank you.
And it is appropriate for you to be in San Francisco, the place where the charter was first signed, and you devoted more than 40 years, according to the bio that was given to me, to working with the UN to try to make the world a better place. Tell us about yourself. From what part of the world do you come?
Well, I was a very mixed individual because I was born in a province of Belgium, open Malmedy, where the Germans and the Belgians were still fighting to decide to whom it would belong. And my
but father, your bio says that you were a member of the French Resistance.
Well, that's came down a little later.
You were an old warrior.
Well, not an old warrior, but someone who was always pushed by wars and things of this sort. So my father was a hat maker. I saw, by the way, that you're wearing a hat on many of your pictures. I'm a fully trained hat maker, Panama hat maker.
Then you and I will talk off the air.
Absolutely.
Because you might give me a better price than people who, than Miss Dusen.
Well, I have my hat here too. We can compare it after the meeting.
I saw that when you walked in. How did you get hooked up with the UN?
Well, my father then returned to Alsace-Lorraine in France on the border with Germany, which was fought between the French and the German during centuries. You have people there, my grandfather changed nationality 5 times. German, French, German, French, German, because the French came and the Germans came and so on.
I got news for you. He would fit in San Francisco really well.
And I was then involved in the same thing. I was in this town. I could see the border. And I couldn't cross the border because we had to hate the other one. There were Nazis, there were Hitler things. When we had a ball game, they had the marches of...
Okay, but you ended up in the UN. You ended up in the one agency in the world
that's
devoted to trying to bridge the gap between people.
That's it. So one day I saw that when I was at university, I saw an advice. Could you write, we have here a prize for such and such a sum of money, to the student who writes the best statement of what the world should be tomorrow. So I said, well, you wanted to do something like this, you write it. So in the train, I wrote it, sent it in, and I won the prize. And the prize was an internship
with the
in
UN.
The United Nations.
And that internship has continued almost till this day, huh? So to speak.
Practically, absolutely.
Yeah. 40 years, your entire adult life, you've written lots of things, but somebody has credited you with having a minimum of 650 new ideas on how to make the world a better place.
No, he's wrong. I am at 7,500.
You're at 7,500. What is, it says also in this bio that you're at the University of Peace in Costa Rica. What is that?
Well, we created a university for the head. The president of Costa Rica once went to the UN and said, I propose the creation of a university for peace because in Costa Rica we have no militaries and we would like to have most of the countries in the region to suppress their militaries and to be very rich as we are. We are the best country in the whole of Central America. So the Secretary General said, oh, Müller, I have no time for a university for peace. We have enough trouble. But if you want to take care of it, go there. So I went down, I listened to the guy. We made a combination. I went to Costa Rica, and against any reasons, we created a university for peace, not even having money for it.
How long ago?
Oh, that was, let me see.
85.
In 1985.
But you're now the chancellor for that university, right?
Not anymore, because I'm 83 years old, so that I'm a good old neighbor. I bought the mountain behind it to be there, gave it to my children, and then I am still at university for peace without getting a penny. I never got a penny anyway. I have my pension from the UN. And the university today, against the will of many governments, they said that's a very dangerous affair. We want to keep our militaries, etc., etc. Well, there are about 60 countries which have now approved it, and we have 150 students. That's already quite a lot.
Could you take one more? My colleague Will Durst.
I need some peace instructions.
Yes, you do. He can't get along with Oakland. And their fans. But on a more serious note, in every aspect of anything written about you, it talks about your level of optimism. We see today in the world Hamas and what's happening with Israel. We see what's happening in Iran and the idea of their expanding their nuclear armaments. We see Iraq in total and complete chaos. North Korea raising unholy hell about a 9,300 mile missile that could actually reach the shores of the good old USA. Everywhere there seems to be discord in Africa among the warlords and other places, and you still remain so optimistic. What is that all about? Is it that you just don't realize all this is happening?
No, but you cannot afford to go down. You have to consolidate what you have done at the top. The fact that now for 60 years we haven't had a war between nations.
Hold on a second. You're going to have a war between us and we don't let people know. This is 960, the quake.
No, but we have wars in the Middle East. And I remember when I got China back to the UN and they invited me to China. The president of China said, the Secretary General asked, what are we going to do with the Middle East? And you know what the president of China said? Forget about it. I'm not going to deal with that one. They will still be around in 100 years, so don't lose your time. So we have situations which are prolonged and prolonged. They just do not want to agree. And they would agree only, as Cyprus said. I went to Cyprus. I was unable to do anything. But Cyprus now, if suddenly they are members of the European community, the day after they would stop their trouble with the Turks. Can you imagine? So that if you are in the business like the world and you want to have a better world, you have to be a hyper-optimist. And you have to look at this too, of course. But if it is hopeless, you shouldn't devote all your life and your newspapers and your news on what is wrong in a few countries.
We're speaking with Dr. Robert Mueller. He's a diplomat, a prophet, an economist, spiritual leader, politician trained in law, a dreamer, a realist, a pragmatist, and a radical idealist all at once. And he's with us here, keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Mr. Mueller, you have been called a dreamer. How do you implement peace? We have all these governments, they're fighting. How do you go about actually making it a personal choice? How can our listeners do it?
Well, I think the best solution which I have found so far is that my 7,000 ideas for a better world, and there will be another 500, they are on internet. And I learned from internet that the people who are looking for answers to problems of peace and war, they come to us, and your ideas are the most spread ideas we ever had on internet. So I don't even have to do anything anymore. It's in internet, the people are looking for peace. They say to internet, do you have any ideas? There was a woman government who said today, Mr. Mueller, I want to have all your ideas on peacemaking. I said, it's very simple. When do I get it? Oh, in a few days, I send it to you. And the computer produced the 250 pages with ideas for peace.
250
and pages. I sent it to her. She never heard. I never heard from her. In other words, you have to have ideas. You have to put them in every situation. You give them to the newspapers and so on. And you have always to be on top of it, of thinking, what else can I do?
In your most recent publication, which you titled, Most of All, They Taught Me Happiness. Who's the they?
Who
in
the
that
they?
Title, yeah.
Oh, there's a whole series of people. You will find them there. They are all mentioned.
In the book?
In the book, oh yes, definitely. In other words, those are all things which were taught to me by outsiders. As a matter of fact, I came at one point in my life, said, my God, your life is very interesting in the United Nations. You should begin to write down what is happening. So I did this. And with the years, it became a collection of ideas which was very important to people. So I'm getting letters now from people, Mr. Mueller. I read your book every evening, and I learn so much. And I have become a happy, satisfied man, knowing that I have to work more for peace. And I've discovered that your book is more important than my PhD in philosophy. I'm getting letters like this. So in other words, you have to tell people you can be a peacemaker too. You can do it in your neighborhood. You can do it in your city. You can have a dream of a better world. You might like flower creations or things of this sort. So do it. Be happy.
The voice you hear is that of Dr. Robert Mueller, a man who has devoted all of his life to the idea of pursuing peace. He's right here with us on 960 The Quake on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And Dr. Mueller, you have been looked at and nominated for the Nobel Prize. You've not yet achieved that lofty goal, but you're in quest thereof. And I'm told that your real dream was one day to have your ability to cross that border that you talked about and across that pond that you talked about. Your passport now says European Union.
Yes.
And you're able to wander all over the world with that passport.
Well, not all over the world with the passport, yes. But what has happened is that we, in my hometown, as I told you, I saw the border. I couldn't cross the Saar River because on the other side there were Germans. When we had the football game, they came with Teutonic marches to overtake our songs of the French Marseillaise. It was horrible. Well, with young people after the war, we said, we're going to give help to those French and to those Germans. They have to work together. And they created the European Union. The European Union has no borders anymore.
And now the Germans are hosting the football. The World Cup is being played in Germany.
Exactly.
The English are probably going to win it, but the World Cup is being played in Germany. If the Russians have anything to do with it, they will win it. With their ability to keep score and to be the referee. But I've always wanted to own the referee. The hell with skill.
We'll continue to talk to Dr. Robert Mueller, former Assistant Secretary to the United Nations, here with us, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 8:18 on this Monday morning. You can also get copies of his book autographed by Dr. Mueller. He has them right here. Most of all, they taught me happiness. If you come by, we're doing a blood drive, and the Bloodmobile is right outside our studio here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, so you can do something good for your friends and neighbors who need blood, because there is a blood shortage. So come on by, donate blood.
And the first 10 people who contribute blood will get a free copy.
Exactly.
Okay. And there are obviously blood donors in here because we see people wearing the T-shirt, drinking the coffee, and cooling it. And we thank you very much. Blood shortage is obviously being abated by virtue of your contributions. There needs to be more.
Stay with us. Progressive Talk Radio, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. amigo.
El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Smack my and call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
960, The Quake. On the air, online, and now broadcasting in HD digital. Find out more at quakeradio.com.
On this Monday, June 26th, the 41st anniversary of the signing of the Charter for the UN here in San Francisco, Dr. Robert Mueller is our guest. He was Undersecretary for the United Nations for a number of years. And Will Durst and Willie Brown, Will has mentioned your necklaces. What are you wearing, sir?
Well, before you have me, so that it, title is actually Assistant Secretary General.
Right.
That's a little bit higher up.
Yes.
That would be like next in line for Secretary General. Will would be Undersecretary.
I see.
All right.
There you go.
And where did you get your necklaces, sir? You're wearing two lovely necklaces along with your tie.
Well, there are two of them. The first one is a golden necklace, which was given to me by Pope number two,
J2P2,
when he left the UN, because I had invited him when I became a big boss at the UN to come and to make a major speech at the United Nations, and he had the whole day to himself, and all I asked for him at his departure is to give me a little cross as a souvenir.
A little cross.
And when he left it, he took this off his head.
Oh my
and
God.
He gave it to me. And the second one is that I invited the Hopi Indians to come to the United Nations, their elders, and to give their views of the future of the world. And when I was a young official in the UN didn't even open the door to them. And when I became a big shot, I was the first one to invite them. And they invited me to their village. The women decided that I would be now named Kokyundeyo, the spider boy. I asked, why do you name me Spider Boy? Because you're supposed to make a spider net for the whole world and put all evil in it and throw it far into the universe.
Aww.
And they made me then, now I'm Kokyundeyo, and I have here to remember the Hopi Indians. So if I'm dead, maybe I can go to the Hopi paradise or to the Catholic paradise, but I'm ready.
So you got that going for you.
As a man who doesn't leave any stone unturned.
No, no, no. He's got two paradises to choose from. There's going to be St. Peter on one side and
two keys.
Yeah.
I love the idea of getting the cross, though, from the Pope.
Off
right
his
off
head,
the Pope's
yeah.
head. That's pretty impressive.
That John Paul II was the name. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the present one, I write to him, too. I write personal letters, handwritten letters to the Pope, to heads of governments. When I am afraid that a letter which I propose something concrete might be stopped by all the aids they have, I send them to their wives. And I said, give them, so I'm sure it gets there.
You know, that's a clever move.
Dan
Except
Brown,
for the Pope, it's a little tough.
No, Dan
Pope.
Brown's going to include him in the third Da Vinci Code. Your contacts are invaluable. That's impressive, I must say. In regards to your UN actions, you moved up the ladder, obviously fairly handsome. What was the most challenging occasion of your service in the UN?
Oh, my. There are so many of them that I would have to think about which one was the most effective.
When you chained yourself, when those people chained themselves to the General Assembly, when they went and chained...
The voice you hear in the background is the woman who's chained herself to him. Oh, about 10 or 12 years ago, Barbara married this man.
And really, today's our wedding anniversary.
Oh congratulations.
That's why I can chain myself.
Yes.
Got it. I've completely forgotten about this.
The wedding anniversary? Oh, are you in trouble?
Well, do the story about when people chained themselves to the General Assembly.
Yes, there was quite a number of years there were people, peacemakers, who chained themselves on the other side of the street, but they wanted to chain themselves in the United Nations, and they were never given entry. And when I became Assistant Secretary General at the highest level, I invited them all, and the elders came, and they were able to come in and deliver their message to the United Nations.
It's interesting that you're with us today, because in New York, at the UN, there's currently a demonstration going on by peace activists who are demanding that the UN take a position on Guantanamo Bay and why that particular facility ought to be closed, and it ought to be closed with UN pressure. My guess is, were you still with the UN and not in active retirement, you'd probably have a similar story to tell, because I think those activists are prepared to chain themselves to the front door in order to get the attention that they think they need on that particular issue. Are you currently writing and talking about any of the issues that seems to be continuously dividing the world? And one of those, obviously, is Guantanamo Bay.
Well, my proposal is that the United Nations has practically not changed for all these years, in a world which is changing, and that therefore we ought to have next year with the new Secretary General, I'm going to impress this upon him or her, that we have to have a world review of the United Nations, to create a new United Nations where things will be made possible which were impossible at the time. When I joined the UN, some delegates said to me, "What are you coming to do here?" I said, "I want to make peace in the world because I've seen so many killings. And I've been responsible for the murder of 20 young Germans, which I've never forgotten. That is why I'm here." He said, "Well, you're losing your time because the UN will be closed within 5 years." It's still here. It's still here, and I devoted all my life, and I will devote my life, even when I'm in my tomb. I'm going to have a system there where you put 25 cents and you get a speech from Robert Mueller from his tomb.
It's already been recorded, I would assume.
And if people want to know more, they can go to robertmueller.org.
That's M-U-L-L-E-R.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. And thank you so much, sir, for coming by and speaking
the University
to our
of Peace
and being in San Francisco on this anniversary, your wedding anniversary, as well as the anniversary of the signing of the charter, and bringing by copies of your book signed for people who are donating blood today. We have the blood mobile here.
Since people don't listen to me to have speeches and later on they forget, the one thing they never forget is the Ode to Joy of Beethoven, in which all humanity becomes one family. So here it is.
Played on the harmonica by Dr. Robert Mueller. And his book, Most of All, They Taught Me Happiness, the first 10 people who donate blood. We already have a few people donating blood right here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, our blood drive
have
today.
A bench of dreams.
And we have a registered nurse in the next segment, Jan Rodolfo. She's here with the Clean Money Initiative. And also there is the big buy, Tom DeLay's Stolen Congress. They're going to be showing that movie tonight. You'll hear all about it in the next segment. Right now, Andy Jordan's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
It is 8:31. This report is brought to you by Chevy's. We head to the Cron 4 Traffic Center. All right, first off, actually, you know, it's not a bad ride out there. People taking advantage of the Spare the Air Day, the third Spare the Air Day that is free. People like that free word. A couple trouble spots now. Northbound 101 between Cesar Chavez and the lower deck. It's a slow. We're not quite sure why, but it is slow through there. Also, Milpitas, you got some slowdowns westbound Highway 237 between 880 and the Great America Parkway. You're going to find some brake lights. And South San Francisco getting out of the city, southbound 101 before South Airport Boulevard, there is a car fire over on the shoulder. Fire crews are on the scene. Chevy's has the cue. Taste Chevy's new Blaze and Mesquite barbecue dishes, including the Grande Grilled Crisp with layers of crispy flour tortillas, filled with black beans, jalapeno jack, and smoky mesquite grilled chicken. Just $8.99 for a limited time. Chevy's, Viva La Fiesta. Here's what's happening on your Monday on 960 The Quake. Community leaders in Santa Cruz are wondering whether the pressure of her job and ongoing controversy over perks at UC schools caused the apparent suicide of UC Santa Cruz chancellor. The academic community is mourning the loss of Denise Denton. Officials say Denton apparently jumped from a 43-story luxury apartment building in downtown San Francisco at the Paramount at the home of her longtime partner over the weekend. Her death comes amid accusations of lavish spending at a time when the university is raising fees and cutting budgets. Indicted San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez could face even more problems in the forthcoming days. He's scheduled for arraignment on criminal charges today. And his colleagues are holding a meeting where they'll consider asking him to resign immediately. During a city meeting scheduled for Wednesday, councilors will also consider finding a way to strip Gonzalez of power if he does not resign. Mayor Newsom has a new idea for harnessing power and putting San Francisco in a position to catch another technological wave. Imagine using the power of the Bay to power our houses. Mayor Newsom wants to use turbine generators to catch currents under the Golden Gate Bridge. The idea, to produce electricity for the city to sell or use or both. Now, to be fair, former Board of Supes president and Green Party member Matt Gonzalez got the ball of tidal energy power rolling 3 years ago. Now, after a couple of years of serious study, a finding that San Francisco could tap enough wave power at Ocean Beach to keep the entire city lit, and that the tides at the Golden Gate make the spot the best in the entire lower 48 states to produce tidal power. All right, to be continued. San Francisco Bay Area commuters will get to ride buses, ferries, and trains for free today. The free fares are part of the Spare the Air program. Spare the Air days are aimed at getting people, of course, out of your cars on days when the area is expected to exceed federal air quality standards. But today is the last free day on Bay Area transit. All right, Quake weather. You're going to see mostly cloudy skies for much of the morning. These are going to be tapering off as we head towards noon. Patchy fog out by the coast is going to stick around. Look for a high today of around 76. I'm Andy Jordan. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com. Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning RX trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning RX is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
960thequake.com. Your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station. Real-time traffic information. A tool to find the cheapest gas in your neighborhood. A schedule of our shows. Go get it. QuakeRadio.com.
960 The Quake congratulates Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Voted Best Radio Morning Show by SF Weekly and by the American Women in Radio and Television.
It is the best show.
That bribe money was well spent.
The momentum is building.
We're 960 The Quake.
960 The Quake. On the air, online, and now broadcasting in HD digital. Find out more at quakeradio.com.
.839 on this Monday, June 26th, and good morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst. Joining us for this segment we have tonight, Corporate Money Out of Election, San Francisco for Democracy, Clean Money, and California Nurses Association are doing a special screening at the Roxy of the Big Buy, Tom DeLay's Stolen Congress. And from the California Nurses Association, Jan Rodolfo joins us here on 960 The Quake. Welcome.
Hey, Jan Rodolfo. How you doing?
Doing just fine.
Yeah, you get a screening tonight at the Roxy. $5.
Right, we're screening The Big Buy, Tom DeLay's Stolen Congress, which is about the, you know, obviously what's behind the indictment of Tom DeLay, and really behind why we need to get money out of politics.
Oh, but that's not why he quit. He quit because he wanted to contribute to his agenda from a different perspective.
Revisionist history.
Yeah, it is revisionist history. What are you guys doing personally? What are you trying to do?
Well, the California Nurses Association is currently trying to get on the November ballot the Clean Money and Fair Elections Act, which is an initiative that would create a system of voluntary public financing for campaigns and also put in place stricter contribution limits for both ballot measures and for candidates.
So public funding.
Right. Much like they have in Arizona already, really not reinventing the wheel. We're sort of building upon systems that are already in place in other states.
And I think the city of Portland is doing something, the city of Portland, Oregon. Willie, do you know anything about Portland, Oregon doing public financing?
No, I don't. Not off the. I do know that they're doing something about it, but I don't know exactly what it is.
What are they doing in Arizona?
Well, Arizona is really exciting. They passed clean money in 1998 by initiative also, and so it's been in place. I'm not sure exactly when it was implemented, but it's been in place for several years now, and they've experienced an increase in voter turnout. There's been more women and minorities running for office, more candidates overall, and candidates that people can identify with, you know, who they look at the candidates and actually see themselves rather than looking at millionaires, or, you know, heads of corporations running for office.
And the system works so that people who want to participate can do so voluntarily, and those who choose not to can go ahead and do it the old-fashioned way? Is that what your proposal has?
Exactly, and it's set up that way because of trying to avoid constitutional challenges. But you have to understand that there's political consequences to someone who chooses not to be a clean money candidate. Right.
Like?
If most people in Arizona, the majority of candidates are running under clean money campaigns now, and so you have to go out in public and say, you know, that you're the dirty money candidate. You know, I choose to actually accept corporate donations. So there's
But suppose you're Steve Wesley and you don't accept donations from anybody. You simply pay for your own campaign. How do you call that dirty money?
I guess there would be less consequences for somebody like him. But I think what really happens is an increase of focus on issues in campaigns rather than on fundraising. And so you get a more lively and healthy debate about issues that people really care about. Look at the political system today, for instance. There's strong public support for health care reform, right? But it's not talked about in any serious way in elections or in campaigns because the political will isn't there. So I'd like to see candidates out actually talking to the public about concrete solutions to, you know, health care reform.
And does your proposal do anything about the high cost of broadcast costs associated with campaigns, both television and radio, or newspaper ads that are so costly, or do you simply not address that issue yet?
This initiative actually focuses on the money that coming into campaigns rather than focusing on the way money is spent in campaigns, and that's also has to do with the constitutionality of the initiative.
In other words, there are some real reservations about whether or not trying to control what money is spent, even though it's public money, what it's spent for.
Exactly, because currently in the U.S., unfortunately, the spending of money is equated with free speech. And so to limit the way in which money is spent provokes a constitutional challenge around free speech.
Did your group explore, however, if it's public dollars, that those public dollars could be directed rather than just left to the wiles of the political candidate who qualifies?
That's a good question. I'm actually not sure. I do know that a lot of thought and a lot of consultation went into crafting the initiative.
Yeah, I asked that question because at one time, I had the responsibility to raise lots of money as Speaker of the California State Assembly, and I elected not to give it to the candidates. I elected to give them services. I elected to give them opposition research. I elected to give them mailers and the cost of printing. I elected to do all those things so that the money would not be used in what I consider to be a non-campaign productive way. And as a voter, and as one whose money you're talking about being expended by politicians, I think some attention has to be given to what people do with the money that they receive from the public, because some campaigns seldom, if ever, will spend that money just on campaigns.
I think when you're talking about actually getting public financing, and so you're receiving less money than most candidates currently spend, that there's going to be more focus on fiscally where you put that money. And I would like to think that candidates would spend it on in ways that actually focus on their campaign.
From the California Nurses Association, we're speaking with Jan Rodolfo. She's here at 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And she's here talking about the Clean Money Initiative. which you hope to put on this fall's ballot.
We expect it to qualify for the November ballot imminently.
How far are you into the process right now?
The deadline for the November ballot is this Thursday, and we expect to make it.
And how many signatures are necessary for a proposition to get on?
I believe 411,000.
Holy moly.
That's not very many.
411,000 people?
No, that's not many at all. As a matter of fact, there are 36 million people in the state of California, and there are about eligible voters.
So that's one out of 100?
14 million people eligible to vote, and there are probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 or so million people actually registered to vote. And so if you're talking about half a million signatures.
That's one
you're
out
not
of
talking
80.
About,
yeah, that's one out of 80.
You're not talking about. You're talking about the same number of people, but you know that it probably takes to get elected to House seat in a good district.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys talk to politicians about this? About what language to put in the proposition?
We've been working closely with Lonnie Hancock's office. She was the author of AB 583, which is a legislative attempt to do part of what the initiative accomplishes.
And that wasn't, she wasn't able to get that through, huh?
That actually is in front of the Senate, I believe the Senate Elections Committee. Currently.
Oh, really?
The measure is still moving in the halls of the legislature, which is one of the problems with the initiative process.
So this is a fallback?
No. This is a primary thrust. The initiative process for some people is preferable than the legislative process, because the legislative process lends itself too often to representatives plugging in what they believe to be the desires of themselves as well as their constituency. And on the other hand, the initiative tends to be the thought processes of a group of people who have no personal interest necessarily in the outcome of the process.
So what happens if Lonnie Hancock gets her bill through?
Initiative is superior. The people's view is always superior to that of any legislative action.
Would one supersede the other one?
The initiative actually is more comprehensive in that it doesn't just limit, it doesn't just set up public financing, but actually impacts the ballot initiative process itself, actually creates stricter contribution limits also.
And I like the way, I like the way you've tied it into the big buy, which is the movie about Tom DeLay. We could find out the opposite, you know, the bad end of non-public financing by going to the Roxy tonight, 7:30. There's a screening of The Big Buy and a suggested donation of $5. Although if you want to donate more money, I'm sure.
You know, there's already public financing of campaigns involving the presidency. And
that's that little check at the bottom of your tax. Your 1040, where you say, do you want to give a dollar to...
Well, it's interesting. Not too many of the candidates seeking the presidency will ever succumb to the requirements and the limitations imposed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then that has caused the creation of a whole bunch of so-called independent expenditure programs. The Nurses Association have been a part of independent expenditure programs, particularly with reference to matters affecting the incumbent governor. So it's kind of interesting how the shift on the financing of campaigns go from candidates to non-regulated, non-seriously reviewed independent expenditure people.
The initiative actually includes an aggregate limit on how much money any individual corporation or non-for-profit could spend, including expenditures on independent expenditure committees.
Like 527s or...
Well, but all you do is create multiples. You create a lot
more. Right. There's always the law of unintended consequences. I mean, what's going to happen is you get one umbrella organization, then they end up with like a little tiny...
Point of the aggregate contribution limits. So as an individual or a corporation, you can't spend more than $15,000 total aggregate on the election. So you can choose where to put that money, and you could put smaller amounts into multiple committees, but $15,000 is a hard, fast aggregate number.
You mean if you are under the spending limits cap?
No, I'm talking...
If Warren Buffett chooses not to... He's limited to $15,000?
There's really two pieces. You can choose to be a clean money candidate, in which case you get public financing and no outside contributions, or if you opt out of being clean money, then you can accept contributions under the new spending... the new contribution limits. And the contribution
limits... I'm talking about the donor, though.
Right, exactly. The donor is limited to $15,000 aggregate.
So Warren Buffett would be limited to $15,000.
Correct.
But Warren Buffett's wife,
that on lunch.
You know Warren Buffett's wife could get $15,000.
She's dead.
Oh man, and on that happy note. Jan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you guys go to the Roxy tonight. See the big buy. Find out all about Tom DeLay. 7:30 and the $5, I think, is a suggested donation.
If you want to know more, you can go to sf4democracy.com.
Or cleanmoneyelections.org if you want to sign up and get involved.
Our next segment, What Would Willie Do? And Big Ed Schultz will join us after the top of the hour. All keeping it real here on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
That's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
WWWB, What Would Willie Do? Ask Willie Brown a question out of today's news. And in this case, today's guest, we had Dr. Robert Mueller here, and we had an email to him saying, Robert, you have come up with thousands of ideas for a better world. If you had to choose the top three for someone to implement, what would they be? So out of ideas to make it a better world, what would Willie do?
To make it a better world?
Yes.
Well, I would first start with electing a new president of these United States. And it would be somebody who would be, and I'm not speaking in first person, but we do, if you want to make this a better world, you really do have to start with the elected leadership of countries, and you start with the elected leadership of your own country where you can have the most influence. And then you would follow, after that elected leadership at the presidential level, with the two legislative bodies that are involved, and you would make sure that your court system is reflective of an absence of political influence on their decision-making, but rather a decision-making reflective of some aspects and respect for the law. Then you would do what Dr. Robert Mueller obviously has devoted the entirety of his life, and that is hopefully you'd set up a world body that would have the same level of respect you'd hope your country would enjoy throughout the world, so that that world body becomes the arbiter or the place or the mediator of disputes between human beings all over the globe, so as to eliminate forever the need to resort to any use of weaponry in a hostile way to harm anyone and in fact take the lives of others. And you would hope that in this body, you could establish within this body a system of dispute resolution that would be equally as respected as is the case with our Supreme Court decisions, as they have been in the past. All of that simply in a way in which it's designed to create an environment and an atmosphere that would cause peace to become a reality in every place on this globe, justice to become a pursued object everywhere on this globe, and freedom to be enjoyed by all humankind.
That sums it up. What would Willie do? A regular feature of our show here, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. In the next segment, he's on the air Monday through Friday from 1 to 4. Big Ed Schultz will join us. And we'll see what's on his agenda for this afternoon, right here on Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad, roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.